This is Ian Newton-Blessed in association with Ben's Collector's Record and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here at Camberley Town after Guildford City drew 1-1. I'm here with manager Carl Taylor. It was certainly a game of two halves. I know that's cliched, but we could have been easily out of sight in the first half, but they score straight after half time and they could have been out of sight. I think we've done really well to get a point out of that in the end.
Yeah, I think both teams would be happy with a draw. Both teams would have felt they could have got more out of it, but it's one of those games. It's still, we've all missed games through the cold snap, so we're all still finding our feet, and we've had a difficult week the way the games have gone with Red Hill and players obviously not around as well. And you know, just want to compliment Nick Crockin today. It was his last game today before going to Hendon, and he was, you know, proper. He did a proper job, very professional, really proud of him. So, you know, good luck to him. But yeah, I think a draw was fair, to be fair. I think both teams had opportunities, but and obviously Camberley feel they could have had more out of it with certain refereeing decisions for penalties, and I think we were a bit fortunate today. But other games we haven't been fortunate, and we've had penalties against us that weren't penalties. So it's levelled out. I'm happy with a draw overall. I'm not happy with the way we gave it away. I mean, the guy's 2 yards offside, but obviously that equates to the penalties that we didn't concede. So
Nick's gone with our blessing to Hendon, which is a fantastic move for him. I know you've already said it already, but he's been absolutely outstanding for us, and good luck to him two levels above.
Yeah, you know, he's got a chance of doing well in his football career. He's really dedicated, and we've had to help him because sometimes he wanted to do it his own way, bless him. And you know, the best thing that happened to him actually was being taken off against Cobham a couple of months ago when he didn't have the greatest first half, and he's just excelled since then. And you know, I'm happy for him to get the chance to go and prove our backing is right about him.
It's situations like that throughout the season where you've got always teams after your players that you want to keep, and we've managed to keep a lot of them, and obviously Nick's going two levels above, but to be able to keep the players that we want to keep because they want to play for you.
Yeah, well, you'd like to hope so, but when you know, we've created a quite good family background. We look after them as footballers. I think they're learning. I think they know it. You know, none of these players played a season last year at Step 5, not one of them. Some of them never played this level. So to do what we're doing and be competitive is a really good sign for the future. And next year, we will definitely be stronger for it. And we'll have one or two additions that will make a lot of difference. So, you know, we just onwards to the next game. That's what it is. That's what it's all about.
Another point, and it just keeps that little run going. And that little run's becoming a bit of a longer run there.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, if you're going to get anywhere, you need to have a consistent level. And even if you're top of the league, you know, as much as the three teams are really at each other and obviously winning, but when you're having a long time not losing games, and which is what you've got to develop, then you're going to have draws. And this is not an easy place to come. And ask any of the teams that have come here that are at the top, this is never an easy place to come. So when you look back on it, Camberley away 1-1, it's a good draw.
Thanks very much for your thoughts, and well done on the draw.
Thanks, Ian.